You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus. I am Pastor Mika, and you are blessed. You are favored. You are well. You are whole. You are healed. You are prosperous. You are well able in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. You are, hallelujah, a special treasure. You are God's beloved. Amen, amen, and amen. This is the truth. This is the truth. Hallelujah, this is the truth. And if we got to rise to the truth, we got to swim through, walk through, tread through some feelings and some insecurities and some things and some narratives, hallelujah, to get to the fullness of this truth, then we are marching forward. And I'm marching forward with you in faith, but this is the truth, and this is what we're looking to, striving to, identifying ourselves by. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. Come on, somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I hear even the Holy Spirit saying, you are successful. Hallelujah. Come on. We thank you, Heavenly Father. So let us just take this time, amen, and be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. It's so easy. It's so easy. Somebody say it's so easy. It's so easy to multitask this moment. Come on, y'all. It's so easy to multitask God. It's so easy to try to fit God into our happenings, into the rhythm of this world. Amen. It's so easy. What about if we just slow down more to enter into the intimate space that God is inviting us into? Ah, hallelujah. What about when we prioritize God and say, God, you're more important than this television show and more important than the to-dos, my careers, my driving, trying to get to a place. You're more important. You're more important. You're more important. You're more important. Ah, shandobosia rabasaya. Let's in this moment show God how important he is to us. Let our worship, our dedication unto him in this moment, our presenting ourselves unto God, hallelujah, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. It is our service. Let that service in this moment, in this now, be a sweet aroma that rises to the nostrils of our Elohim. Here we are, Lord, to worship you. Here we are, O God, to worship you. Forgive us, O Heavenly Father, our sins, our selfish ways, O God, our narcissistic ways, O God, our self-consumed ways, O God. Forgive us our complaining and bickering ways, O God. Forgive us, hallelujah, reshaya basaya, our me ways, oh God, and thoughts, oh God, and habits, oh God. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, correct us, hallelujah, into the God and as citizens of the kingdom of God, of the kingdom of the Most High. What does the Bible tell us? Jesus says that if anyone follows me, you have to lay down your life, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. God reveals to us, even through his beloved son, who did lay down his life, hallelujah, who rejected selfishness, hallelujah, love the Lord God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. That is the greatest commandment. And the second one is like unto it. Love thy neighbor as are thyself. In the kingdom of God, self is minimized. Self is humbled. And God is exalted. And love is exalted. And patience is exalted. And kindness is exalted. And forgiveness is exalted. And gentleness is exalted. And faithfulness is exalted. And peace is exalted. Notice that all of these virtues and all of these attributes and all of these ways, hallelujah, not they benefit the other as well as ourselves. Oh, trust me. When we get into the fruits of the Spirit, it's benefiting our neighbor and ourselves. In fact, more. Come on, somebody say more. More. When we are in, thank you, Holy Spirit. When we, are God-oriented and then neighbor-oriented. Do you know, the filling up within us and the blessing and the work that God does within us is greater than if we just try to step out and focus on self. I gotta focus on myself. I wanna get right. I wanna do this. I wanna do that. We accomplish more with self when we are God oriented, when we are those that first and second commandment oriented. See, the world says when we are self oriented, come on, somebody. Then we gain. I'll say, come on, from the kingdom of God place, I'll say, hallelujah, when we are God-oriented, there's a gaining that happens. There's a feeling that happens. There's a rejoicing that happens, a renewal that happens, a restoration that happens, an increase that happens. That is supernatural. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That man will take a lifetime to achieve, hallelujah, what God can do in a second. We must be God-oriented. Let us be God-oriented on this day. Hallelujah. 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 We choose on this day to be God-oriented and not self-oriented. We choose on this day to be kingdom-oriented and not situations-oriented. We choose on this day to be promise-oriented and not problems-oriented. We choose on this day to be faith-oriented and not fear-oriented. Hallelujah, Rabbi Shanda Basitia. Hallelujah. We choose on this day to be spirit-oriented, hallelujah, Rabasaya, and not even success oriented. When we're spirit oriented, God says that He uses the foolish things to confound the wise. Hallelujah. When we're spirit-oriented, come on, Holy Spirit-oriented. Today we choose discernment and not distractions. Today we choose worry, not worry, but we choose wisdom. And we reject worry. Today we choose God. To now. I say to now. Come on, y'all. To now. To now we choose God. Right now I choose you, God. Right now, we choose to sit at your feet. Come on. How about that one? Feet oriented. I'm oriented to Christ's feet at the cross. Today we position to now. Come on, y'all. To now, because to now is always now. No matter when you're hearing this, it's always now. To now, we're positioned at the feet of the cross. And this, from this place, listen, we gain perspective. From this place, let perspective be corrected. Be readjusted. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to your name. I pray that you are worshiping the Lord God with me. I pray that even in this place of just of sitting in this place of, Lord, I'm present with you. Lord God, on this day, teach us a new worship and teach us a prayer that you want us to step into and a worship you want us to step into and you're inviting us into and you're drawing us to you in, oh God, and a praise, hallelujah, that maybe we don't know and it's new to us and that maybe tradition didn't teach us and maybe, come on, Reba Shaya, family members or in the world and church didn't teach us, but are we available and open? To God teaching us a new, another, a greater, I don't know, worship, intimate place, intimacy, praise. Oh God, on this day, my prayer is that you create in us an appetite for you, a hunger for you, a thirst for you, a desperation for you that outweighs any and everything. You are priority, God. May you be first. May we surrender desires to you, passions to you, ideas to you, wants to you, needs to you, pains to you, problems to you, cares to you, ailments to you, afflictions to you, strife to you, stress to you, relationships to you, people to you. You are priority. You are priority. You are priority. See, even in that, I'm reminded. Rokon di bigi anda rabasata bo shongon di yarabasato robasaya. Rekanda basaya. I'm reminded, even we see Jesus taking these moments, hallelujah, to establish and remind us that in the kingdom of God, who is numero uno? What is numero uno? Number one. And so I'm going to read a little scripture, amen, a little something, a little life and life more abundantly. Because I believe in that as I flow with the Holy Spirit, God is making us aware that there's other things and other people and other stuff that take that number one place in our life. Careers, husbands, wives, children, sons, daughters, situation, things that we got to do, amen, things that we want to be done, and all this stuff, empty us of all this stuff. Let us stop seeking the things and seek you, Jesus. Please help us. Matthew chapter 12, starting at verse 46. It's when the family of Jesus, amen, showed up on the scene. Let's see how Jesus responded. In 46 reads, while he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. I'm going to read it one more time before we even put our natural tongues on this holy scripture. See, even in that, I think we need to even just be a little bit slower as we enter into holy scripture, and slower to leave holy scripture, and slower to be quick to put our understanding on it, and quicker to wait on the Holy Spirit for understanding. Even as I say that, I'm reminded of scripture. Lean not on thine own understanding. Right? Proverbs. Let's read that real fast before we get back into it. I'm turning to it, y'all. I'm turning to it in my Bible, the Holy Scripture. This is the truth. I don't care what anybody else say. I want to read it. I want to lay my eyes on it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Acknowledge God, and God shall direct thy path. We thank you, O God. We acknowledge you in this moment, Heavenly Father, in all the stuff, with all the things. I acknowledge you, and we acknowledge you that you know all the things and you know all the stuff. And you hear all the prayers, and you hear the cries of our heart and the cries of our soul and the cries of our mind and the cries that comes from within the walls of our home or the vehicle or wherever, our temple, even the silent cries. Oh, how we are thankful that you hear the cries and able to articulate all the cries. All of the mass cries. Sometimes we mask our cries before others, and even in that, God hears, and God knows, and God sees, and God understands, and God, the very real, the only living God, is very active, even in the silent place. He is active. So God, right now and on this to now, come on, y'all, that's a new one. Not today, tomorrow, but to now. We're trusting in you, O God, with all of our heart. And today and to now, we choose not to lean on our own understanding, but to lean on you and rely on you and depend on you and wait for you and trust you and believe you and look to you and be guided by you and decide through you. You, oh God. And not our feelings. You, O God. And not ourselves. You, O God. And not the other. You, O God. And not the expert. You, O God. And not the ways of our industry or profession. You, O God. You, O God. Here we are to worship. Here we are to bow down. Here we are to say that you're our God. You're all together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful to me. And we'll never know how much it costs to see our sins upon that cross. And we'll never know how much it costs to see our sins upon that cross. So here we are to worship. Here we are to bow down. Here we are to say that you're our God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for directing our paths today. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for directing our paths into healing and directing our path into wholeness and directing our path into blessing and directing our path into increase and directing our path into prosperity and directing our path into gain and directing our path into peace and directing our path into stillness and directing our path into restoration and directing our path into reconciliation and directing our path in the resurrecting power of God and directing our path, hallelujah, into holy good relationships and directing our path into being satisfied with good things, oh God. We thank you for satisfying us with good things, nourishing us with good things, anointing us with good things. I thank you, oh God, for the anointing, hallelujah, that destroys the yoke and lifts the burden. Release a fresh anointing on us, oh God, from heaven. Hallelujah. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren, remember we're reading Holy Scripture, stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. And so on this day, you are his brother and his sister and his mother. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We are his brother and sister and mother as we commit and submit and do the will of Jesus's Father, our Father, which is in heaven. Today, we see in this scripture, in this pericope, that it's not that Jesus doesn't have love for his family, but we see the priority of God, his Father in heaven. And there should be nothing on this earth and no one on this earth. Come on, I say it for myself, not my child, not my fam, not my mother, not my father, not my sibling, hallelujah, not me being a pastor, a chaplain, a servant, or whatever, not my desires or my passions and my prayers of wanting this thing or that thing and the aspirations of no money, no Benjamin Franklin, no almighty dollar. There is nothing, no success, no fame. Come on, somebody. No person who can hook me up and be able to get me to the next. No one greater than God. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Come on. I searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. What? Still couldn't find nobody. Woo! Nobody greater. Dun, 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 dun. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody greater than you, Jehovah. Nobody greater than you, I am. Yahweh, Yeshua HaMashiach. Nobody greater than you, El Shaddai. Nobody greater than you, Elohim. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. How about this one? No desire greater, no desire greater. No desire greater than you. What about this one? Oh, Shandarabosia. Nothing greater. Dun, dun, dun. Nothing greater. Ah! Nothing greater than you. Reba Shanda, no happy greater. Ooh, no happy greater. No happy greater than you. What habits do we need to lay down to do the will of God? Shanda Reba Sanda Basia. What ways? No ways greater. Ooh, no ways greater. No ways greater than you. What ways do we need to lay down to do the will of God? Come on, Reba Shanda Bagandala. No children greater. Oh, no children greater. No children greater than you. What children do we need to place in God's hand in order to do the will of God? No husband greater. No boyfriend greater. Come on. No man greater. No woman greater. No wife greater. No girlfriend greater. Greater than Reba Shanda Basaya. You. Who do we need to put in God's hand in order to do the will of God? In order to see God's will come to pass in our lives? No career greater. Come on. No career greater. No career greater than you. What career? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Reba Sanda Basitia Taraya. Do we need to put in the hand of God in order to do his will? Come on, because sometimes in our seeking of the careers and the things and the career things, we be stepping off and willing to do anything and everything sometimes and compromise and lower our standards and do all this stuff in order to have some type of gain. Ah, nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. And so we see it in the synoptic gospels. We see it in John. We see it from Genesis to Revelation. We see God being prioritized. We see what happens when God is prioritized. And we see what happens when he is not. We see in the New Testament, hallelujah, Rabasaya, we see our Lord and Savior modeling the beauty of God, his Father in heaven, our Father in heaven being prioritize, being sought, being Reba Sanda obeyed, being submitted to. Nevertheless, that's what our Lord and Savior, our Master, our friend, our Rabbi, that's what he said. He said, nevertheless, Lord, Father, somebody say Father. Father. Hold on, I might as well just turn to it. Let's read it. Let's read it. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. You better sing. Okay, Matthew chapter 26. Rebayando, rebayanda. Let me see. What verse do we want to start at? Holy, holy. Okay, well, let's start at 37, I believe. Nobody greater. Let's start at 36. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. He's going to pray because there's a task. The mission is near. The completing of the mission of going to the cross. Come on, somebody, laying down his life is here. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Come on, somebody. Sorrowful and very heavy. What did he do in that sorrowful and very heavy place? Then he said unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and farther, F-A-R-T-H-E-R, and fell on his face and prayed. What did he do with all the heaviness and all the sorrowfulness? What did he do in the midst of that? He fell on his face and prayed. Come on, somebody. Do we hear what the Holy Spirit is saying? When we have all the stuff, what do? We turn to God. We fall on our face and we pray. And he prayed and he said, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Come on, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and said unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed. What do in our weakness? We run to God. Not try to figure it out ourselves. Not function out of the weakness. We pray out of the weakness. We pray in that place of weakness. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass from me. See, now listen how his prayer is evolving. May we pay attention to our prayer and see, is our prayer, amen, surrendering to, and is our prayer one of faith? Or is that prayer one of like riddled with doubt and riddled with fear and riddled with unbelief? Amen. It can start in that place of, Lord, this is the fear and this is the doubt and this is the unbelief. But as I keep entering into you, may I be renewed and come into a greater knowing understanding, right? More of your will and less of mine. And so on the second time, he didn't say, let this cup pass from me. He said, if this cup may not pass away from me. So, okay, if this is your will, except that I drink it, thine will be done. Ooh, that's something right there. The first time he said, if it be possible, let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, look how he concluded it. Nevertheless, not as I will, but thou wilt. The second time, if this cup may not pass away from me, except that I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, and he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thine will be done. He's agreeing to God's will. He's submitting to God's will. He's choosing to do God's will. Then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doeth betray me. Thine will be done was God's will for you and I to enter into life and life more abundantly. Jesus saying, God, your will be done, that will concerned you, us, in this to now, very now, right now. So, of course, thank you, Holy Spirit. God's will is being done on your behalf right now. And God is moving on your behalf right now. And God is answering and shaping and blessing and healing and delivering and correcting. And I even hear the Lord say, rejecting and ejecting and accepting. But may we be a people, a delightful, rejoicing, believing people that, like Jesus, choose to lay down our standards of to receive a greater standard, choose to lay down our life to receive the life that God has for us, the life that is more abundant. Let us choose to submit our will so that thine will be done. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thine will be done in my home as it is in heaven. Thine will be done in my heart as it is in heaven. Thine will be done in my mind as it is in heaven. Thine will be done in my soul as it is in heaven. Thine will be done in my career as it is in heaven. Thine will be done in my relationships as it is in heaven. We thank you, oh God, of a quickening even. Thank you, Holy Spirit, of dead things, stagnant things, sterile and infertile things, sterile things. We thank you, oh God, for a quickening of life and life more abundantly. Thine kingdom come, thine will be done. That which is not even visible, that's not even seen, that is, there's no sound of it. There's no clues of it. Thine kingdom come, thine will be done. It actually looks like the opposite is we're getting further away from. Reba Shanda, thine kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory in Jesus' name forever and ever. So we seek the kingdom, the power, and the glory. We are hungry for the kingdom, the power, and the glory. We're chasing after the kingdom. Kingdom, the power, and the glory. Reba Shando Robasia. We submit to the kingdom, the power, and the glory. We commit to the kingdom, the power, and the glory. In Jesus' name. Thank you, O God. Overtake us, heaven on earth. I declare heaven on earth in the name of Jesus. We glorify you and we thank you. And we choose to be doers, hallelujah, of your word, doers of your will, doers of your commandments. Oh, what a blessing. Oh, what opportunity it is to be a doer in the kingdom of God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Listen, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavelecha, Vikoneka Yisa Adonai Panavelecha, Beyasim Lecha Shalom. God bless you. I see you back here Sundays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tell a friend, tell a sister, tell a brethren, amen. Tell a stranger, tell a foe, tell a friend, hallelujah, that we got to enter into the place of a thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for intimacy, for life and life more abundantly. God bless you. And if you want to give into this ministry, hallelujah, you can email me, thank you, Jesus, all spelled out, with Mika. Thank you, Jesus, with WITHMIKA at gmail.com. Hallelujah. Or you can Venmo. And that is, hold on. Listen, the Lord has me doing it. So, I'm following his commandments. It's Thank You Jesus Ministries at Thank You Jesus Ministries. It's all spelled out. God bless you, and may the Lord just do wonders with you, through you, in you, and for you. In Jesus' name, shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.